It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, January 16th, 2023. Let's take a look at our marine weather forecast. It's looking better than it has lately. We have weak high pressure developing over our waters today. A warm front will move through tomorrow, and a potentially stronger system is forecast to impact our area on Tuesday night. The marine weather forecast today is looking better. Southwest winds 10 knots, gusting to 15. Wind waves from the southwest 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells 9 feet at 15 seconds apart. Rain in the morning, showers likely in the afternoon. And it looks like by Thursday we might see a little sunshine, so fingers crossed about that. The Columbia River Bar is back to green status for the first time in a while, so today's a good day to talk about ship traffic. And today I thought it would be fun to look at the names of the ships currently on the river and see what we can find out about what those names mean. Usually with ship names, you might see a two-part ship name, two words in the name. Often the name is the name of the shipping company that owns it, and then some other name like name of a person or a flower or an animal or a place. So that's often a pattern that you see in names. But names can be completely random. People and shipping companies name them according to what they prefer. Today we have 7 inbounders, we have 4 outbounders, and we have 7 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. Our first inbounder is the Lila Tochigi. She is arriving from Port Angeles, headed for Longview. She's picking up petcoke there. She passed Astoria around 2:30 a.m. and will be in Longview, and was in Longview by about 6 a.m. And a little bit about her name. Lila is the name of a shipping company in Japan, and Tochigi is the name of a city in Japan, so that fits pretty well. Next inbound is the Figalia Navigator, arriving from South Korea, headed to the Astoria anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about 9 a.m. She's operating under the flag of Greece, and Figalia or Figalia, not sure how to pronounce that, is the name of a Greek mountain village, so a name of a place in Greece. Next inbound is the Ultra Balambi, arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage, picking up potash upriver at the Port of Portland eventually. She'll be in the anchorage by about 11:30 a.m. And Balambi is the name of an area in New South Wales, Australia. So there is a ship that is named after a place. Next inbound is the Tomini Bravery. She is arriving from China, headed for the Kalama anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat, passing Astoria around 12:30 p.m. She'll be in Kalama by about 5:30. And Tomini. Tomini is the name of a company, the Tomini Shipping Company. The Tomini Bravery is her name. She's one of a fleet of vessels that all have different names, but they all have the word Tomini in them. The Konkar Theodoros is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's picking up wheat upriver eventually. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about 6:30 p.m., and she is owned by the Konkar Shipping Agency in Greece, and Theodoros is a person's name in Greek. Next inbound is the Nikolaos. She is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's picking up wheat. She will be in the anchorage by about 7:30 p.m., and Nikolaos is a common Greek name which means victor of people. So that's an interesting thing. She's not registered in Greece, but so there really is no clue as to exactly why she was named that particular name. In our outbounders, we have the Sandy Bay, a kind of a generic name, leaving Vancouver's anchorage with, I think she might have come in with cement on board, leaving around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. The Mercury Sky is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat, leaving around 5:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11:30 p.m. The Mykonos, there's an interesting one. Mykonos is the name of a Greek island, and I believe this is owned by a Greek shipping company. Leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. The Kaimon Galaxy is leaving Vancouver. She's a petroleum tanker, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. So this is a Japanese word, Kaimon, and it is named for a couple of things. A ship in the early days of sail and steam, a military vessel in Japan, was named Kaimon. And also it is named for a mountain in Japan, and the word means sea gate. So that's kind of interesting. Let's take a look at our ships in the Astoria anchorage. We have the Xin Han. She's coming in from offshore late tonight, and she's going to the Astoria Anchorage. And she will be picking up weed eventually upriver. She'll probably be in Astoria's Anchorage by about maybe a little after midnight tomorrow morning. And she is called the Xin Han, and that is a person's name. So she may be named after a famous person or a person in the company or a relative of someone. The Ionic Kizuna is awaiting orders. She's going to be picking up weed eventually. Kizuna is really interesting. It's a Japanese word meaning enduring bond between people, relationship forged through mutual trust and support. So that's a pretty nice name for a ship, since that is the best way the ships operate, is when the people on board are kind of like a family and we're all working together. And Ionic in that name is the name of a shipping company based in Greece. That's kind of interesting. The Nias is waiting orders. She's next in the anchorage, picking up weed upriver. And that is a Greek word, a freshwater nymph from Greek mythology. Next inbound is the Maxwell. That could be someone's name. She's awaiting orders, picking up wheat eventually. The AOM Sveva. AOM is a shipping company based in Italy. And Sveva is a woman's name. And it's actually the name of an Italian actress, the first name of an Italian actress and model. So maybe it's named after her. But it is an Italian woman's name. Next inbound, Tamini Royalty, another ship with the name Tamini in it for the shipping company, the Tamina Shipping, that we have two ships by that name in the river. And we've been seeing those Tamini ships coming in lately. If you are a regular listener to the ship report, you'll know that sometimes we hear the same ship names over and over again for a while, and then they disappear. So a ship may have a contract for a certain number of voyages to come in and pick up something, and then they go on to do something else. But some of the names you'll recognize as ones that are repeat visitors here, and others just come in one time, and that's it. Our last ship on the ship schedule is the Axios. Axios, she's waiting order. She'll be picking up wheat eventually. And Axios is a Greek word meaning worthy or deserving. So in general, ships that are privately owned are named according to the wishes of the people who own them, and those names are usually chosen with some care. There are particular conventions in naming, say, U.S. Navy ships, military vessels. For instance, names can include prominent geographical locations, so ships named after places, names borne by previous remarkable ships in the past, names of naval leaders, national figures, and also deceased members of the military who have been honored for their contribution to the nation. And I couldn't talk about ship names without mentioning my very favorite ship name of all, which is the word Maru, M-A-R-U. You see this word in the names of ships from Japan that sometimes come into the river here. Maru means circle in Japanese, and it's quite symbolic. There's even a circle on the Japanese flag. But in naming a ship with the word Maru, it invokes quite a bit of important symbolism for vessels that ply the oceans of the world. The idea of a circle invokes the perfection and beauty of a circle, the circle of a journey. So it is an affectionate and respectful word to have in the name of a ship that is related to the personal feeling that people have for their ships, which are their homes at sea. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.